So I want to go through some of the questions that the audience is asking, and of course, a bunch of questions about KRAS. I'm going to throw this out to Neil. One question here is, where can a doc send a specimen right now, let's say in the United States, to get KRAS tested, and is it reliable?
Well, I guess I should address the second part first, because in a way it's almost easier in the sense that KRAS mutation assessment is a fairly easy read in terms of how the test is done, and it's a yes or no test. So from the standpoint of the reliability of a commercially available test, I think we can assume that they are very reliable. At this point, it's not widespread where these are available, but there are a few reference labs that conduct RAS mutation status. I'm not even sure where they are at this point. I generally call my laboratory and have them take care of this.
Dan, you see papers coming in with all kinds of tumors. Are we seeing anything in KRAS with EGF inhibitors and other tumors, head, neck, et cetera? Has that been studied?
It's being studied. It's being studied in pancreatic cancer. It's being studied in gastric cancer, lung cancer. So we think monolithically in terms of tumor types rather than biology. So my suspicion is it would be native to the proportion of patients with the mutation or wild type rather than the organ site. That's my bias.
So Axel, the gist, so to speak, of these questions about KRAS is, should we be using it right now to make decisions?
Oh, tough one. You know, because if you talk about evidence-based and what I think and what I know and what I hope for, there might be differences. So what we know is, if you really go for evidence-based knowledge, it's not ready yet, not ready yet. Because we would need the data on combination therapy, first line, combination with biologics and different chemotherapies. What I think will happen after ASCO 2008, when we see the CRYSTAL data, what I believe will happen is we'll not talk about it anymore because it will be self-evident. We'll probably, by the end of this year, have biomarker-driven treatment decisions in colorectal cancer, which would be a great jump forward.